Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the years? Stowing away the time? Are you gathering up the tears?
It's Steve and Dan bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Anita Rosen, the author of E-Learning 2.0 and a number of other books on the digital world. And ReadyGo.com, as I remember. Anita, is that
That's
right?
That's correct.
ReadyGo. And then find out all about your e-learning products and services that you offer.
Correct.
So folks, please check that out. If you want to know how to be successful in the internet age, you need to be keeping up with what Anita's working on, what she's got going on. You got a new book coming out too soon, right?
Yeah, but I don't want to talk about it yet.
Okay, all right. When's it coming out?
I'm not quite sure. It's with
okay.
the editor.
But we expect to launch it on this show.
It would probably January.
Okay, we'll launch it on the show.
Yes, definitely.
Promises. My audience won't like it if you don't. So
I promise.
We've been talking about what has changed, what hasn't changed. As the digital age has hit us, folks, as the age of the seller has succumbed to the age of the customer, customers are now presuming. Here's one thing I think is really important for people to understand, Anita. Customers are now presuming that you're going to be competitive, and so they're looking for a higher level of differentiation than just being competitive. I think being competitive is table stakes. And so the next level, in my opinion, is relevance. And this is where not how you connect with them in terms of, you know, human to human and what they really care about, what you can deliver, but the way you connect with them.
Well,
is,
you have
is what's
to ask,
changed.
What are you bringing to the table? What do you bring to the table that's unique?
Mm-hmm.
Why would anyone, if you're a store, why would anyone walk through that door of the store? What's compelling? What's unique?
Mm-hmm.
Why would anyone come to see you? And, you know, that's the same thing online. Why are you compelling? Why are you unique?
Mm-hmm.
Are you just competing on price? Do you have a commodity and it's just price? Or do you bring something else to the table that's unique?
Which could be the way you offer your product, the way you deliver it, how you connect with them. It also could be, as I said as we went to the break, it could be that there's not a penny's worth of difference, but in many ways between you and another competitor, and they're looking and they're saying, wait a minute, I like the values of this company more than the other company. There's something about their values.
Or the services that you provide.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the mix of products that you provide. There might be something more. What is it that makes you unique? And you might sit there and say, well, you know, there's lots of us out there. Well, what is it that makes you unique? I mean, you might be a dentist and say, well, you know, I'm a good dentist. But what makes you unique? Are you in a certain area?
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes you unique.
And
you're saying that you need to dwell
on that. You need to focus on that and realize that everybody's not going to want that, but some people will. And you need to make sure that the people who do want that are able to know that about you.
But, you know, if you can't figure out what makes you unique, how are you staying in business today?
Mm-hmm.
Why are people coming in and seeing you? You currently have customers. What makes you unique? Or, you know, if you're having problems with your business, what do you need to do to make yourself unique?
Well, this is one thing that's happening to people, Anita, is they're noticing that their old way of doing business, their old way of reaching customers, their old way of connecting, their old product lines, their old service levels are not producing the same results as they used to. This is the first indicator that you're not doing what they're not doing what you say to do, what you're telling them
right.
to do.
Right, right, right. Well, you know,
what happens though is sometimes when you start seeing the performance drop, you think it's because you're not executing right, and that's not the case.
Well, you know, there's a lot. Sometimes you need to bring someone in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that they're so brilliant or they're more brilliant than you are. It's that they have a clean set of eyes. You're spending so much time,
right.
You can't see. You know, you can't see what's sitting right in front of you. Someone else mm-hmm. can walk in and say, well, gosh, this is a problem here.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the truth.
Sometimes you know what the problem is, but you just don't have the money mm-hmm. to be able to do what you need to do.
Even coaches and consultants bring in other coaches and consultants to help them, right? I mean, you can't edit your own stuff.
You need a clean yeah. set of eyes.
And that's the reason you bring someone in. And that's one of the reasons why you want to visit ReadyGo.com, where you'll find all of that Anita does and her books and everything. Anita, great job today. Thank you so much for being here today. Come back soon.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Anita Rosen, ladies and gentlemen. Couldn't do without her. We won't do without her. Looking forward to launching her new book next year. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.